Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Sadi Zayin, the last full daf here in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos, as we continue our discussions of the tam and taste transfer and a lot of yoredeya in this parak as we have seen. So we are towards the bottom of Tzadi Vav Mabez, and we're up to they quoted Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon quoted in the Mishnah one of the minimal shitos in terms of taste transfer. Remember, we said that a number of the Tanaim said there is no taste transfer by normal items except by sharp items. Rabbi Yossi said only something that's cooked with radishes. Rabbi Shimon said also included are these cabbages. Kruv shel shaki and kruv shel baal. They're usher if they're cooked together because they are boleya. So the Gemara wonders which one is boleya. Which one? Because the Mishnah just says, Rabbi Shimon says, if you have a cabbage that's grown in an irrigated field, and a cabbage that's grown in a field that's supported totally by rain, so one is boleya in the other. So which one? We don't assume the Mishnah is talking about both in either one. They both go into each other. The Gemara does not assume that. We assume that it's going in one direction. So which one? Which one? So Amar Yosi, Havin and Savran Meimar, we thought to say, the Havamina was, right, all the way at the bottom, side of Amabes, Shel Baboleya. We thought that the rain one, Baal, and the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of, that's Boleya. Why? Because that is the one that has less, it's less moist, because there isn't constant irrigation. So there's more space in it, so to speak, to be Boleya. So that's why we thought that the one that's Baal is Boleya. So Rav Chaim Gnievsky says, V'lonis parsha b'mas nisan, ezuhu Boleya, im shol shakyo shel Baal. Vayisavrin de shalbalu boleya, must be shalbalu's boleya, and therefore what? And therefore the Mishnah is about a case where it's the shakya, the irrigated one, is the truma one, and it's going into the baal one, which is chulin, and that's what the pshat of the Mishnah is. And the Gemara says, but really we realize it was the opposite. Min man d'amar Rav Huna, from the fact that Rav Huna said, sav min iba, take from the iba. Iba is shakya. Iba is the irrigated one. When Rav Huna told his student or his servant, go take from the shakya cabbage, the irrigated cabbage, v'havla falufa, and put it into this delicious stew, in order to absorb the taste. So what do you see? Hidafka sent an irrigated cabbage to absorb the taste. So you must be hada amr shel shakya boleya. So that's how you know the shakya must be boleya, because the cabbage that Rav Huna put into this falufa dish, which tastes delicious, and you want to get the taste, is the irrigated one. That's the one that I guess need. The rain one is natural. Like a Shparach who soaks it. That's why it doesn't need irrigation. But the irrigated must be drier, and therefore that's the one that's boleya. So in the Mishnah, it's the irrigated one is the chulin one, and that's what's boleya from the baal one, which is the truma. Right? So there are these, just to try to figure out pshat of the Mishnah, as we said, the assumption of the Gemara is that one is boleya from the other. That's how we understood the Mishnah, maybe because the Mishnah's language is singular, because Rabbi Shimon's Lashon is, b'pnei shehu boleya. It doesn't say boleh zeh zeh. Shehu boleya sounds like one. So we thought one way, and we ended up saying it's in the other direction. Right? The falufa here, interesting, they say falufa is this delicious dish. Right? See the Mara Fulda. Maisa Kedera Meshubach. Right? It is a very tasty dish, says the other Mefarshim also. Say it's something tasty. We think about it. We take everything for granted in life, but especially taste. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made all food taste like aspirin. Could have made everything tasteless, and we would have survived. And we could have. I know a relative of mine for a little while after being ill lost their taste buds. They didn't have taste buds. Everything tasted disgusting whenever they ate. And it went for weeks, but for weeks, still get like with like a little things, like a little taste buds on the tongue. You know, everything is a matan, and we have to recognize. Rav Pinkus in his in Sharon Betfila, again, an amazing sefer about it's built on the Lashonos of Tefillah, right? There's a Medrash in Veschanan that there are 10 different Lashonos for Tefillah, and then he adds on 3 more, 13 Lashonos of Tefillah. Bitzur, Shavat, Sa'aka, right? Every chapter is a different one describing what this form of Tefillah is. Pegiya, Kriya, Nipo, Pilul. So in there, in one line, one page, page Samach, there he says, you know, the type of, this is in Rina, so the type of attitude we have to have sometimes that we don't have. He says, Limdunu Chazal, the Kshaba Adam Labeso, Vine Aruch Lufanav Koltov, Lo Chasilo, Lo Mazonas Velo Bigud. We go into our house, we have food, we have clothing, we have protection. Lo Lubanay Beso, Harizik, Kriyas Yamsuf Mamish. Right, the Gemara says that Kashim is an Osa, Parnasa is like Kriyas Yamsuf. And we go into our house, and we have Kriyas Yamsuf every day. Right, we have Mizanos of Shaladam. He says, "Va'idik sas machshava yuchal liknos l'argashazu." Think about it a little bit. Fitzara kolecha l'Israel. Listen to this line. We have to accustom ourselves. Kishaposech esem karer es aron abayis. Whenever you open up the fridge or you open up the pantry, v'ro Hashem birchas Hashem kol tov. You see, is the fridge full? Even if it's half full, you see it. And somebody's like, "What am I going to do with all this?" Right? Yisakiv rega v'yomer la'atzmo me'ayin li kol zeh. Who gave me all a whole fridge? Meaning, my wife who went shopping and filled it up, you know, thank her. And then after that, say, and who gave us the money? V'kama chen v'chesed paruskan. V'yochalani lahanos mizeh. V'hari eini kedai afil l'mashu mikol zeh. V'yakir bazeh v'yashev alibo afil l'rega lomar shira. And we have to say, it's all about hergel. V'kol zeh nikna b'ikar de hergel, says the Rapikus. That's what he says often in the Sefer. We have to accustom ourselves. Well, we just don't know, you know, in terms of thinking, in terms of making tefillah meaningful. L'hisragel of toaches o'inayim aseichel v'halev. V'alzem rechazal. And then he says, Reb Shub ben Levi, kol omer shir b'alam hazeh, zoch v'omra lo'olam haba. And it continues about the simcha that one has to have in life and at different stages. Here too, when we have the Gemara talks about a delicious food, right? So we can take a moment to think about, oh, delicious, right? That's a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you think things are delicious and things of taste, recognize the bracha. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar. So next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri spoke about liver. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri spoke about liver, as we said yesterday, how liver is a unique type of body part in terms of the halachas of the Isser of Dam, because the liver is full of blood, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's lashon was, liver is oseres ve'ena ne'eseres. It causes problems to other things. Oseres ve'ena ne'eseres, but it doesn't become ne'esar. Liver doesn't become ne'esar. Unclear, and this is what the Rishonim discuss in Chulin, it doesn't become ne'esar in its own blood, or if you cook it, and we're machmer for that, right? You have to roast liver and roast it and roast it, right? If you cook liver right away, we assume the blood goes out and then goes back in, right? But other Rishonim say no. If the Torah matters liver and it's full of blood anyways, maybe this blood is different. So maybe when the Mishnah says in an aseret, it's talking about what is cooked in non-kosher, right? Maybe non-kosher doesn't go in. That's the chiddush, that it's busy expelling, so it's not going to absorb. So that's what the discussion is. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, it is polate and it's not boleya. So and it's not nivla. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, sholka b'chalav mahu. What happens if you cooked the liver in milk? And there's no answer to that question. That's the whole question. Sholka b'chalav mahu. Very unclear. What's the question here? Right, what's the question here? So you might say, well, the question is, if you cooked it in milk, is liver basar? It's mostly dam. So maybe that's not called basar b'chalav. Maybe that's dam b'chalav. Right? And if that dam's mutter, so then maybe there's no issue there. All the mafarshim on the page in the back wonder what the question of the Gemara here is. If you cook liver and milk, what's the question? So let's look at Chaim Gadievsky first. We'll go backwards in time, and then we'll go back to a little earlier. Shalka b'chalamahu. Kavei ditznan eina ne'eseres. Afilui shalka b'chalav nami. Is that even if it's cooked in milk? O dilma, or do we say chalav noach libala? Milk is very easily absorbed. So maybe the question is, even if liver is busy expelling his blood and not much goes in, but maybe milk could go in. Maybe milk will go in. Maybe the level that's absorbed there, va'af b'kaved ne'eseres. right? That's the question according to Rav Chaim Gedeevsky. Milk is easily absorbed, so maybe that is the question. If you look in the Or Yitzchak, one of the Mefarshim in the back, Lule de Mistafino Hainir Lafarish Deboy, Ishoka Lakavid Bachal of Mamish, Ineser Olo. This is the question I just explained. The Hainu, de Misafka Le Lashas, Miamrina, de Dafka Gedi Asra Torah Lavasha Bachalov, Lo Savashel Gedi Bachalevimo, Avalo Kavichu Kulo Dam. Right, Kavich is basically blood. Basically, halachically called blood, not basar. Oh, Amrina, no, or no. Shakavidu Bachal Basar Linyinze. Da aser levasho b'chalav kamo shar basar. Right? Do we say it's called basar or dam? Vayin pischei tshuva yaradeya, who quotes from the Maharam Shif at the end of Chulin, shekasav bekaved, sheratzu letagno b'shuman v'tignu b'chema, v'tzidei lahakel. And he quotes his Maharam Shif at the end of Chulin, that, if by mistake, instead of frying it with oil, you fried it with butter, he was mekel to kaved ave dam, v'gedi aser toravalo dam. And the Pribagadim says, no, you can't rely on that. So again, that's his formulation, the Ari Yitzchak's formulation of the question. Again, Rav Chaim Gedeevsky, milk is easy. Maybe milk absorbs more. Meaning, according to Rav Chaim Gedeevsky, of course it's basar. Of course it's basar. The question is, does the milk get in? Right? The Ari Yitzchak says no. The question is it called basar or is it just called dam? One more, halacha lamoshe. The halacha lamoshe. V'li nira pashut. It's so pashut that no one else says it. V'li nira pashut. The misafkale kivan dach kavit eno balas me'achalav. The fascinating lumdus here. The liver does not absorb. It says in the Mishnah, according to Yochum Eduri, it does not absorb. So it's not absorbing milk. That's not the question. But you cooked it together. When the Torah says, don't cook meat and milk, is that the Maisa Bishul? If you cook meat and milk together, it's going to be usher, even without Blia? But you cooked it. You did a Maisa Bishul. Or do we say, no, the whole point of cooking is a Maisa Blia. And if you could find a case, pretty unusual, that there's a Maisa Bishul without Blia, so maybe that's not going to be us, sir. That's his shayla. Im nasra mishum, kivin da kavid eina b'galas ka b'achalav, im nasra mishum basar b'chalav, kivin da al kalpanim nisbashlo b'chalav. L'maise, it wasn't nisbashlo b'chalav. V'ayin chulin sfir le l'rava, debiida nosin tam b'basar b'chalav, umishum derech bishal asra Torah, uba kavid afilo lo bola b'chalav, kivin da poletas tamid, since it's always expelling, mikal makam, ha'havile shapir derech bishal. So maybe you did the Maisa Bishul even though there's no Bliya. That was all different pshatim of the question. La Maisa, there is no answer. There's no answer given. Shalka b'chala mahu, no answer given. We continue. Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira lo achal kaved miyamav. Reb Zeira never ate liver in his life. What does that mean? First, Reb say cooked liver. Cooked liver. What do you mean cooked liver? Even if, let's go back. We know there's an Isser of Dam. There's an Isser of Dam. But there are different even levels, even within the Issa Daraisa. The Issa of Dam with Kares, the most chamor is the Dam Hanefesh. The Dam that comes out when an animal dies. But there's plenty of other Dam. Plenty of other Dam that's in the animal. But Dam does not have the status of Dam until it's Yotze Min Ha'Evarim, where it goes out. Right, we had a similar recently. Right, we had in a case where somebody has a cut inside their mouth and they take a bite and there's dam on the piece of bread now. So that dam on the bread is usur. But while it's in my mouth, I don't have to like keep spitting it out. If I have a canker sore that's bleeding, that's not dam yet. So similar in an animal, the Gemara calls it dami varim shalopirish. Dami varim that didn't go out of the meat yet is not called dam. So let's say somebody would eat a raw piece of meat that has dam in it, right, without cooking. So that wouldn't be usur because of the blood inside. But once the blood comes out, so then it's usser, right? And that's why when we have a piece of meat, let's say, we don't just cook it in a pot, right? We salt it. Because salting, according to Chazal, salting gets out the blood, or we roast it. And roasting it on a barbecue also gets out the blood. One of those two. So if I cooked it right away first, that would make it usser, because once the blood comes out is usser, and then it goes back in the cooking, and then it's going to be not oser, the piece of meat. Good. So the question is, what about liver? So does liver also work that way? Can I just like salt it and then cook it? The answer is no. It's more serious. Too much blood in there. So just roasting it, like by other parts of the body, if I would just salt it and then cook it, that's good. That's fine. But now a liver, you need more serious salting. So Reb Zeira, says the Gemara, never ate liver that was cooked. Maybe it was, he just said he would eat it if it was just totally roasted, but not if it was cooked. The salting doesn't help, and the once there's still blood in there, as Rav Chaim Gnievsky explains, you're worried that it was still some blood in there, and then it went out, and it went back into the liver, and therefore that would aser it. Shalka Rabbi Bav Ochlalei, right, that line is, we discussed this topic a few days ago. Rabbi Bav used to cook it and give it to Reb Zeira. Right, we had this a couple of days ago. If you think something's mutter, and you know the other, right? Remember we had the Gemara in Sukkah about that Sukkah that the decorations were more than hanging down too much, and the Ritva there, the Arach Laner, same issue. The Ista Amrin Malcha Rebbe Bav Ish Ochalei. Some say no, Rebbe Bav first salted it and then cooked it and then gave it to him. Okay, either way, different deus. But again, the Isser of blood comes up here, and it's based on Kufman in the Chiddush Kufman Ches. Isser of eating the blood of Behema Chaya Va'of. Why does the Chinuch have to emphasize that? Because we know the mitzvah of Kisi Adam does not apply to all three. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam only applies to Chaya Va'of. Does not apply to Behema, because there's a mitzvah of Zrikas Adam. But the mitzvah, the Isser of Achilas Dam applies to all. And he goes through some of the Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Isser of Dam. And then he goes through the Dam of an Dam Adam is on a lower level. Dam Beitzim. We'll have to get to the Beis Shemana base. Dam Beitza. Dam Beitzim is Mutter, Sheinani Kareba, Dam Of, Lo Min Basar, the Dam of an egg. We'll see. The egg blood is not going to be Asur Mishum Dam. It's going to be Asur Mishum Bird, as we will, as we'll see a little bit later. But a little bit later in the Chinuch, he talks all about different types of blood. Dam Tamsis, Dam Balua Bishar Basar. This is what we just said. Shednikra Gamkin Dami Varim. She calls Banshalo Pirish Mutter Lechal Abasar. Im Adama Balua Lesocho. It doesn't have the status of blood until it comes out. While it's inside, there's no iser. She'oso dam kibasar nechshav lanu, calls man shelo pirish ben abasar. As long as it didn't come out. Lefichach hitiru chazal lecho basar chai belo malicha. If somebody could do that. Eat a piece of raw meat without salting, calls man shehudach yafa. As long as you washed it well, because there might be blood on the surface. Shelo yi alpanav dam ba'en. Ava kozman shepirish hadam ha-balua betoch ha-basar v'yasa l'chutz. Once it comes out, chayavan ala balav kamo dam evarim. It's a lav. It's not, again, kares. Kares is only the dam nefesh. But it's a lav. Lefichach harotza lecho basar mevushal b'kaderas. Therefore, if you want to cook your meat, what do you have to do? Chivu chachavim lehosi menu dam sheyia poresh bitocha. You got to take out the blood first. V'yosi l'tocha marak b'mishol. You don't want to just cook it. V'lo matzu tachbula l'hotzi'o ki'im b'melach. And the way that Chazal understood to get the blood out is by salting. Shu shoev hadam u'miyabsho b'teva v'kocho rav v'nichnas b'basar. V'yafilu b'chaticha ave b'yoser. Even if it's very thick piece of steak, yeshbo koach l'hotzi adam mitocha ovi. V'chein adavar yadua u'menuse. And this is tested, and we know this works, says the Chinuch. Shemiyam lachadam chaticha shabasar yafeh, kishir shnosu chachabin lamalicha, yimsa tamam melach b'chala basar, v'chulu. And therefore, once you salt, he says, v'achar shadavar kein b'bar l'vinir la'ayin, mutter laseis kol basar, shenimlach b'kishirah b'kadeira. And you can put it in, and even if you see some red coming out after that, it doesn't have the status of dam. Right, but im gam acher malicha on a rum, she has been a madam, ain lo toras dam, ella kemechal adom hu chashuv. It's just liquid red coming out, but it's not dam. Once you do the malicha that Chazal say, how to do it, so it's not called dam. And then he quotes, the yesh bibehema ksase varim shall ribui dam, shebohem nagu ko yisro lohotzi adam shebohem bekocha ish. There are some limbs that are so full of dam that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to recognize that malicha is not going to work. So you got to get it out by roasting it or by grilling, by the fire on top. He says the brain and the liver. And he continues to go through how to do malicha. But again, that is a big topic, all about different types of dam, and it's related here in terms of the liver. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, if you cook eggs together with truma spices, so or usher spices, then the spices go into the egg. Goes into the egg. Even if it has a shell on it, and it even goes into the yolk, the chelmon. The chelmon. So the Gemara says, chelmon aser b'breishu bolea, tani bar kapara, chelmon aser v'kol shekein chalabetzim. Surely the white part, the albumin, that also, because that's what you got to do first, that also is aser. Yitzchak Rava b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Beitzim shashol kanu matzah b'emef roach, but no same time. We know an egg is parf. But if you have an egg that a chick started growing in, there's a little chick in there that didn't grow fully, that's asr mishum nevela. Right? That is asr. So what happens if you have a bunch of eggs and you cook them all together and you find out that one of them had a little chicky growing in it? So that's no same time in the other eggs. No same time in the other eggs. That's what the Rasilio says. Toha efroach nevela have. Shahabasar no saint tamu, this little chick didn't have shchita. Didn't have shchita, and it's from kosher or non-kosher eggs. If it's a little bit growing. We'll get back to more egg things on Amma base. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Shimon ben Abba, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zira, Ada Bar Gershon, Rabbi Kiri, Rabbi Levi ben Panta, Zakanecha, B'Shem Rabbi Shishim Ha'achaz Asuros. What's the shear for eggs? If you have one egg that has a little bit of nevela in it, so to speak, you have one egg that's a little efroach is growing, so you need 61 total is not good enough. Right, even though usually shishim is good, here it's more, it gives off more, so shishim is shtayim mutar, you need 62. You need 62, not just 61 in the total. Why is that? The Mara Folda explains, because there are some big eggs and small eggs, and sometimes maybe if you have 60 to 1, maybe the one will be a little bigger than some of the 60 eggs, and it won't be 60 to 1, so have an extra one just in case. Right, that's why 62 will be good. Rishol bar Nachman bar Shimer b'Yonasan, hey et adach evireinu lefaneinu b'shishim. Right, he was testified that 60 is enough. The Yamar, and he said, "Misha yavi li yoser mishishim machsharana. If you give me a little more than shishim, then I'll be machshir again, because maybe the eggs are different sizes, and therefore you want to be safe." Amrin l'shimin bar va. Va is like Abba, right? We just said Rabbi Shimon bar Abba up above, and he said you need 62. So they said to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Amar at hachin, you say 62, v'yinu namrin hachin, and he said a little more than 60, which is 61. You say 62, he says 61. Amar lo, he says, Anam ad shamis, I told you what I heard from my Rebbeim, v'yinu ad shaman, and he says, but he heard from his Rebbeim. What do you want? Okay, we had different Mesoras. Shimon bar va, Amar kumi Rabbi Chanina, myself, balfrei Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi, there was a story of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. Omar, he said, skip the next word, Abba Rebbe, my father Rebbe. Lo Mori Barboy Vesheva. I remember one time he allowed it with 47 eggs. Vana Mori Barboy Vachamesh. And I'll do even 45 eggs. I'll do 45 eggs. Wow, even less. Right? Why? Because it's all about volume. It's all about, it's 60. Okay, you might want to need shishim, but, you know, sometimes you have some large eggs. And also, as we're about to see, the mutter eggs, you're allowed to count even the shells. And everything else in the pot, as we'll see. The usser egg is only the inside. Only the inside. That's the only thing that is nesar here. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Chani, let's just finish and then we'll make a comment. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Chani nabai samal afnei Rebbe, v'amar, is taman chamshin? Is there 50? All these different numbers. How can you have like 5 different shiurim? The answer is because it's all about the size of the eggs. As we'll see, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Chanina v'hayarek v'aklifin v'mayim itzarfin. You know why? Also, less than 60 is good enough because you also include the vegetables and the water, everything in the pot. Keneged, the one usser egg is going to be mitzarif levatel. Amar Reb Zeira v'isser mitochan, but the isser only what's inside is going to count. So you only count the inside of the isser egg, and you count everything else in the pot. So therefore, it is easier. Amar Afuna, klifei yisr malvadas ahetar. Even one bigger chiddush. Even the shell of the usser egg helps to be mavatal the isr. So the shell of the usser egg, all the mutter eggs, all the other vegetables, and all the water inside, it all helps. It all helps. There's a Rashba. The Rashba summarizes, again, often when we see the Achronim on the page, we see the Ma'ara Folda, the Pnei Moshe, they know the sugis and the Bavli with all the Rishonim. So when they give a pshat to the Gemara, they're quoting the pshat of those Rishonim that they think is the pasha pshat of the Rishalmi. And often they try to, you know, line it up to put the Bavli and Rishalmi together. So the Rashba in Chulin and Daftadi Ches quotes 4 different opinions. Why are eggs different? Why should there be different shiurim by eggs? More, less. What's the, why is it? He quotes the Gemara there says, also, Beitza in Chulin Tzadi Ches, Rav Huna says, Beitza b'shishim v'hi Asura, b'shishim va'achas v'imutaris. Get a little bit more than shishim. So the Rashba wonders why. So he says, v'yesh b'tartzim b'b'dei chashivusa shal beitza. Eggs are chashiv. Hechmiru balahosif achas k'shiura. Be mosif one more. Make it batal b'shishim be'echad. V'enemuchu v'klal. I don't think so. Ki lo banu kan levatel as ha'beitza ba'atzma. Ela pleitasa. Because remember, we're not trying to be mevatel the egg. We're trying to be mevatel the taste of the egg. And t'kula shmaitzin v'achi kamayri. And Plata is never chashuv. Number one, Vaharambam, he quotes the Rambam, Mipnei Shehi Birya Bifnei Atzma. Maybe egg is like a birya. Also ba heker vosifu b'shira. They wanted to make a heker, like we say, an egg is an item, is a being. Klamar sheish ba efroach shehi birya shlema. The efroach is inside. So maybe that's one. Says the Rashba, I don't like that one either. Because we're not being mevatel the chick itself. V'gamze ina mechuver be'enai. U'minatam shekasafti. Depleta sabirya petela b'shishim kishari surim. Right? It's the plate, it's not the birya itself. So he quotes, v'haramban'zal, but my Rebbe, the Ramban, says, l'fi sheyesh bebeitzim gedolim uktanim, v'abo levatel beitza, eino mashgiach aleha lerosim zu, v'kulan shavas mamish. When you have eggs, you measure, like, the big eggs, small eggs, you don't know, you just count the eggs. L'fi chachosifu achas. If you add on one egg, that'll cover. That even if your usher egg is a little bigger and the other eggs are smaller, it'll be safe. So that's the Rashba, and that's the pshat that the Mefarshim on the page give, like that day of the Rashba. Okay, we have to get to eggs, blood spots, and eggs that'll come up as Shemanama base. Here we go. Let's continue. Second to last line. So we add in a line here that's not in our Gemara. From Abraisa. Tanya, the Rasilio has it. Beitzim, you see on the side, the Shinin Yuschos. Beitzim to Haros, Shasholkan, and Beit Imatmeos Mutaros. Kosher and non-kosher eggs, you cook together, they're mutter. They're mutter. Well, how are they mutter? Didn't our Gemara, our Mishnah said, if you cook an egg with Usr Tavlin, it's Usr. So what's the Braisa talking about? Amar of Zira, Hada the Tamar Vusha Shalkan, but Klipayan. If both eggs had their shell on them, and you cook kosher and non-kosher eggs together, we don't assume it went out of one shell and into another shell, right? It won't go through both of those borders. And shlukos b'shlukos, this is or. Or they were both pre-cooked. If they're both pre-cooked, we assume most of the taste went out, so when they're cooked together, so then they don't transfer. Aval, but if you're missing either of those, shalak, we take away the nun, shalak beitzim klufos, b'she'enem klufos, one of them is shelled and one of them is not, oh, she'enem klufos b'klufos, shlukos b'she'enem shlukos, if one of them is cooked, one of them is not cooked, any of the directions, shrichet shir echa, then you need shishim. Then you need shishim, so then it's going to be usher, if you don't have these protections. Period. Giule beitzim. What does that mean? Giule beitzim. So the Marafolda says, if you, so let's say somebody hit a hen, and the hen had an egg inside, but because you hit the hen, it aborted its egg, and it came out before it was nigmar, before it was formed. Right, v'hipila. This is two different pshatim in the Rishonim there in Chulin. V'hipila beitza says the Marafolda shalom nigra no nigra. So gule beitza mutarin. So as if it's a prematurely aborted egg that came out, that is going to be mutter. If it's very early in the forming. And where do you see the word giule means early? It shot out from the word from the pasuk in Eov, Shoro Ibar Velo Yagil, when Eov is complaining that the rush has all these great things, what most of the sefer is about. Talik Rala Rush Vatovlo. He says, you know, all the oxen of the Rishaim Ibar, they impregnate their cows. Velo Yagil and the Zera that went into the cow doesn't come out. I mean, they all get impregnated, they all get tons of animals. So you see the lashon Yagil is the lashon of shooting out. So that's where Giule comes from. So that's the first line of the Braisa. Giule beitzim, if the egg comes out very early, they're mutter. But beitzim shehikrimu, or shehirkimu, it started being formed, harei elu asuros, those are asur. If the chick started being formed inside, like we just said before, that's asur. That's asur mishum, it's like a chicken without shechita, and it's like nevela. Muzaros hanefes, muzaros, but what if they already are so old that they started to decay? It was a fully formed, they started to decay. So then hanefes yafatochal, if somebody is not squeamish, they'll be able to eat this, meaning it's mutter, it loses its status at a certain stage of being a chick. Matzah bahendam, what if you find blood? What if you find blood in an egg? Kolef makam adam. You peel off the place of the dam. Why? Because you assume that it is look at the Mara Foldel. She Hayasham Dam Vahashta Mutter. Right? Maybe there was something is left here. You assume this Dam, we'll read one more line. But let's just finish that. We'll talk about the blood spots because there are different sources and explanations or for what red color or what the Dam is doing there, as we'll see. Dam would only be a problem if you assume it was a chick. But if it was, let's say, a wound from the chicken, that wouldn't be a problem. Just take out the dam, and then you'd be able to eat it. So we'll see. Reb Zira Salak Bavakor Reb Chia Breder Reb Yitzchaki Atushia. He went to visit him. Ashkechay Yosef Omar. He found him sitting and talking, saying the following: Lo Shanu. When do we say that it is a tipa of dam is asur? If Ella Chelmon, we're going to change the girsel here a little bit, Ella Chelmon, only in the yolk, Aval Chelbon, but if it's in the white, mutter, because then for sure it is just a wound, it's not the chashav of a fetus, if it's in the white part of the egg. That's what the thing, when he went to visit Rabbi Chia. Who savar Rabbi Zera held to who gabe min havasa. Rabbi Zera thought that this was a misora that Rabbi Chia Breder of Yitzchak got from his father. Also, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, but then he heard Rabbi Yochanan say something else. So it must not have been an accepted misora from the earlier generations. Bein chelbon, bein chelmon aser. Even if it's found in the white, the blood spot is going to be aser, meaning it must not be a tradition from earlier generations. Because I have a misora that it was a problem. Let's just finish. Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shmuel, ben Shaul, chelmon aser, chelbon mutter. Again, the brisa sounds like the original misora of Rabbi Chia. Only if the blood spot is found in the yolk is going to be aser, but not in the white. Amar Reb Zeira, hein d'amar, Reb Zeira, now Reb Zeira says, I don't really think there's a difference between the white and the yolk. Why? It depends where it's found. Hein de amar bechelmon aser. When we say the chelmon is aser, the yolk, kishenimsa b'makom zachruso shel chelmon. Only, and I guess they knew the science here, only if it's found on the spot where the side of the yolk where the fertilization would have taken place. So if you found it on that spot, then you worry that the blood spot is like the beginning of a fetus. The afilu chelbon. And even if it's found in the white, if it's found in the place where the male, you know, sent its seed in order to fertilize, we skip the next two words, shemimenu efrach notzar. From there, the efrach is notzar. So lemaisa, Rabbi Zeira says that it doesn't make a difference where it's found, in the white or in the albumin or in the yolk. If it's in the side, and they knew this science, where fertilization would have taken place, so then it is aser. And if not, it'd be mutter even in the yolk. Even in the yolk. So, Lomaisa, how does this translate for the blood spots today? So, generally, the Ikar Adin, our eggs are not produced. The whole discussion here are the eggs that might, there's a chash fertilization. But in modern chicken coops, eggs are fertilized through other means, and there are no hens anywhere near, and any blood spot is really is not a chash of a fertilization, and therefore you can just take it out and eat the egg, right? Eggs. Rav Avadia writes about this. Rav Moshe writes about this. I'll just read you the Rav Avadia in Yechavadas Gimel Nun Zayin. He says, "Bizmanenu shebechala kibutzim v'hamashkim sogrim es atarnagolas kvelulim b'meshach zman rav ve'in b'mechitzas atarnagol zachar bevadai shalachala deyaz elachish lazeh ubeitza shivsa badam zorek es adam b'ochel es abeitzi." You can eat the egg. V'afilo himatzei yimatzei eze meshach ol kibutz she'enu makbid. Even if you find one kibutz out there, one place where they're not as makbid, there's lachush. But that's a tiny, tiny, you don't have to be choshish for that. Called the parish, Beruba parish, and therefore there's no worry. Lamaisa, and then he quotes Ramosha, and he quotes, he says, Ramosha says to throw it out. This is fascinating just historically. He says, throw out the whole egg. He says, Lamaisa, kivin sheba arzot America habeitzim bezol ma'od. In America, eggs are very cheap. Veitzel rov shalanashim einach sheves habeitzel efse gadol. Tov lahachri lashlich kol habeitzel shnipsa badam. Even though you don't have to, you might as well throw it out. Ulam bim komenu, but in here in Eretz Yisrael says, Rav Avadia, sha'al pi arov habeitzel nech sheves lahefsid. Every egg, we don't have enough money. An egg will be called the hefsid. Yesh lismach alikar adin, lizrok es adam, v'lechol es hashar. But anyway, that's what he says. And again, eggs nowadays are not like the eggs that were there. Okay, there's more, but we'll stop here. Until next time, we finish up the 10th and start the 11th and final perek in Maseches Trumos.